I was trying to think of something to talk to you today that would have to do with God and country, both together, because we're coming up on a birthday soon. And it's the birthday of the United States, of course, on July 4th, Tuesday, which, by the way, I don't know whether everybody's aware, but we won't be having the July 4th celebration down at the pond this year, partly, but not entirely, because there's no pond, and partly because not having rain, which took the pond away, it left everything dry, and so we can't have fireworks, and so we're not going to have a thing down at the pond. And Don happened to cut off the end of his finger, and it still hurts him, and Pat said maybe he ought not to be setting off fireworks either. So, but we look forward to next year coming together again, hopefully with a full pond, if the rains keep up, maybe. But when I started to think about something about God and country, God and country, God and country, and the thing that came to mind, one thing that came to mind was Boy Scouts, because God and country is one of their awards. And I remembered back when I was younger, and I pulled my Boy Scout handbook for boys off the shelf. I did this for Tom, and I checked. It was printed in 1954, 46 years ago, in June of 1954, I think. But anyway, and I started looking through it to find out something about God and country. And there are a lot of things in here. One of the last things that it was talking about was the Scouts. They've got a 12-point law. And I was looking through here, and I found this one section where it was talking about being reverent. And I said, gee, that sounds familiar. I ought to remember that. And sure enough, that's the 12th point of the Scout Law. And as I was moving back, I realized that I could remember those 12 points in spite of the fact that it's been a number of years since I was in the Scouts and never got past Tenderfoot. But be reverent is the 12th point of the law, and it's kind of important. There were other things in there, and I realized that back about that time, one of the things that meant most to me with respect to our country was I was from Indiana. And Indiana was the 19th state in the Union, and I knew which star on the flag it was. You know that every star on the flag stands for one of the states. And it just somehow meant something special to me to know which star was Indiana, the 19th one. And unfortunately, I realized that it's harder for me to find the star for Indiana on the current flag than it was for me back then. Let me see now. When I was looking through this book on the Star Spangled Banner, I found a flag that was familiar with me. I don't know if you're familiar with this flag. This is one that has... it looks a little different than the one we've got now. It's got eight stars across and six rows of eight stars. That was for the 48 states that were in existence when I was in. And Indiana was the 19th, so that was 8, and 8 is 16, 17, 18, 19. Indiana was the 3 across, 3 down, and I always remembered Indiana was right, that star right there. That was an important star for me. Now, question is, do you have any idea which star is Florida's? And I had a feeling you might not. And I said, good, I hope you didn't, because I was going to send you away with something new to learn. And what we're going to do is we're going to come over here and take a look at the flag. This is the flag. And let's see. Florida, anybody have an idea of which state Florida is? They're number 27. Number 27. And the flag that we've got now, it's got stars, 6 and 5 and 6 and 5 and 6 and 5 and 6 and 5 and 6. Nice arrangement. There's 50 altogether. And if you were going to start at the upper left and count across until you came to 27, well, let's see, now you'd have 6 and 5 is 11, right? And then if you went down two more rows, that would be 11 more is 22. And so if you counted 5 stars across on that fifth row, would somebody come and point to me what would be the 27th star? Let's see. Okay, I see now. Okay, there's 6 and 5 and 6 and 5, and it would be on this row. If you count 5 across, go ahead and point to it again. Right there, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's kind of a neat one. It's on the middle row, almost to the end, the next to the last row, nice and symmetrical, and that's Florida's star. So, and I hope that helps you to realize, one, that know, what these show is that each of our states has a part of the whole thing, and the whole thing stands for something that's kind of important. Now, as I was learning about which star was Florida's, I noticed something else. One is that Florida became a state on March 3rd, 1845. The year 1845 sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. Because, and I checked that again today, February 6th, 1845 is when old Bishop Joshua Soule got up in Trinity Church downtown behind that pulpit and held the first meeting of the Florida Conference of, it wasn't the United Methodist Church then, of the Methodist Church. So, 1845, just a week, well, no, a month before, Florida became the 27th state in the Union, the Florida Conference of the United, well, what became the United Methodist Church was first announced behind that pulpit. So I hope this all helps you remember that our history is kind of important. We're all a part of it. The flag's important, and the pulpit's important. As a matter of fact, I also found out that the motto of Florida, does anybody know what the motto of Florida is? Very good. In God we trust. This was a 1996 almanac. I hope it's still the motto. It is for all of us. In God we trust. Thank you.